Hello?
Hi, my name is Mary, and I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We're not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. So this evening, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. So we're not trying to sell anything, and your interests will remain confidential. So before going any further, I would like to know, does you or anyone in your family work for a radio or television station or newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you very much. So which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat?
Republican.
Okay, thank you very much. As you're aware, very few people actually vote in Republican primary elections. So thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in Republican primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State, and local offices in Miami-Dade County, like Sheriff and Supervisor of Elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. Thank you.
Definitely voting.
Now, I want to know, what is your main racial background?
African American.
Thank you very much. And what is your age?
22.
22? Okay, thank you very
much.
Now, which of the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Miami-Dade County focus on most to help you and your family? Overdevelopment, traffic and congestion, taxes and county government spending, illegal immigration, crime and public safety, housing and proper insurance costs, corruption in county government, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries.
Corruption. Corruption and crime.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never been heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. So,
okay.
Ron DeSantis?
Well, I'd vote for him, but I don't know how I feel about him. I don't really like him that much, but he's the best option.
Okay, well, you said that very favorable, somewhat favorable.
Are you asking what I think of him or would I vote for him?
I'm sorry?
Are you asking what I think of him, like, in a favorable manner?
Yes, your opinion. Will you choose?
Mm-hmm. Not favorable.
Thank you very much. So that would be somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat. Okay, we'd go with somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Francis Suarez?
Never heard of him.
Thank you. Ernesto Rodriguez?
Ernesto Rodriguez. What is he running for? I've heard about 80 Ernesto Rodriguez's.
Yes, this is actually a list of some public officials in Miami-Dade County.
Is this the sheriff guy?
I wouldn't be able to answer that. I'm sorry. You can just say that you have no opinion. Very favorable.
No, I have an opinion about the sheriff. So I'm guessing it's the sheriff.
Yes.
Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you very much. Rosanna Cordero Suits.
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. Mario Knapp.
Don't know who that is either.
Thank you. Jose Arago.
Don't know who that is.
Thank you. Kevin Marino Cabrera.
Favorable.
Will you say that it's very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Joe Sanchez?
Somewhat favorable.
you very much. As you may know, 6 years ago, a constitutional amendment was approved by Florida voters that requires all counties and state to hold elections for local offices such as sheriff, clerk of courts, tax collector, and supervisor of elections. Previously, the people in this position have been appointed by the Miami-Dade County mayor. But now, Miami-Dade County voters will vote to elect candidates to these offices. If the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, among the following candidates, for whom will you vote? Rolando Riera, Jose Aragu, John Rivera, Mario Knapp, Jeffrey Giordano, Alexander Fournette, Ignacio Alvarez, Ruman de la Rua, Rosana Cordero-Suit, Ernesto Rodriguez, Justin Bishop, Joe Sanchez.
I don't know. Probably Joe Sanchez, to be honest with you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Now, among a smaller list of candidates, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Rosana Cordero-Suit, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Well, this is sort of the same sheriff, right?
Yes, but this is just a smaller list of candidates for the Miami-Dade County Sheriff.
And you're saying Rosana
Cordero-Suit or Joe Sanchez?
Well, I wouldn't be able to answer that. Candidate is, but probably
Okay, thank you. As you may know, President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero-Suit in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff. Considering this, for whom will you vote? Rosana Cordero-Suit, Joe Sanchez, or another candidate?
Still Joe Sanchez.
Thank you very much. And prior to taking this survey, were you aware or unaware that President Donald Trump has endorsed Rosana Cordero-Suit in the election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff?
I did not know that, but I don't think that have any bearing on who I vote for.
Okay, so you were unaware?
Unaware.
Thank you. Now, you will now be given a statement about Joe Sanchez. Afterwards, please indicate how you will vote. So, Joe Sanchez was born in Cuba, and he and his family fled communist rule when he was just 6 years old. Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years and is a proud product of the Miami-Dade County Public Schools and Miami-Dade College. Sanchez is a career law enforcement officer who served in the Army Reserves for 8 years and has worked for decades as a Florida Highway Patrol trooper. Sanchez will prioritize neighborhood safety in bringing nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Rosana Cordero-Suit or Joe Sanchez or another candidate?
Based off of that, probably still. Who's the other lady you keep naming? Rosana?
Yes, it's Rosana Cordero-Suit.
Stoops. I'd probably still vote Joe Sanchez.
Thank you very much. You will now be given statements about Joe Sanchez and Rosanna. Afterwards, please indicate how will you vote. Yeah. So one candidate is Rosana Cordero-Suit. Supporters say Cordero-Suit is the only candidate endorsed by President Trump and has dedicated nearly 30 years of her life serving your community in the Miami-Dade County Police Department. Opponents say that Rosana Cordero-Suit has lived and voted in Broward County for the last 25 years and has aligned herself with progressive Democrats like Mayor Daniela Levin Cava. Another candidate is Joe Sanchez. Supporters may say that Joe Sanchez has lived in Miami for over 50 years, will bring a no-nonsense approach to crime if elected sheriff, and strongly supports President Trump and his law and order platform. Opponents say that Joe Sanchez served as a Miami City Commissioner for over a decade and is tied to the corrupt Miami political machine and voted to give millions in taxpayer dollars to build Marlins Park. And one final time, taking into account everything you just heard, if the Republican primary election for Miami-Dade County Sheriff were held today, for whom will you vote? Rosanna Cordero-Schutz or Joe Sanchez or another candidate?
I think you changed my mind. I think I've changed my mind here. Probably okay. Rosanna now. I think I'm going to go with Rosanna.
Thank you very much. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were labeled yourself, will you say you're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Conservative.
Okay, somewhat conservative or very conservative?
Very conservative.
Thank you very much. And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college?
I'm in law school.
Okay, so that would be some college.
Yeah, I just finished college, yes.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Your opinion is very important.
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.